Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just be in me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager. So there's this old episode of Star Trek called Wink of an Eye. You may have seen it. There's this race of aliens that live in hyper sped up acceleration. So when the crew of the Enterprise appears to meet up with them, they seem so slow that they're unable to move. Now, imagine that scenario. If you were the aliens, wouldn't you assume humans were inert objects with no consciousness? Now, let's take this and apply it to our relationship with plants. When we watch videos of plant life sped up, we see their lively movement. But even though plants move and respond to stimuli, they're not conscious. Right? Otherwise, every time we ate vegetables, we'd be causing them pain. Wait a minute. Can plants feel pain? Well, okay. There was this guy once, his name was Charles Darwin, you might have heard of him, and he once proposed something called the root brain hypothesis. He proposed that the tip of a plant's root could act like a brain does in some animals, receiving sensory input and directing movement. In the years since Darwin made this proposal, there's been a growing movement in science called plant neurobiology, and it debates the way we think about plants and consciousness. Other scientists hate this term, but who cares? Because here's some of the things we know about plants because of this really unusual research. Let's start with plant senses. We know that plants have a variety of scents, some that can actually act as analogs to our sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing. In fact, there's evidence that when plants hear the sound of a caterpillar chewing on a leaf, they respond defensively by producing chemicals like mustard oil. This happens even if the sound is a recording and nothing is eating the plant. Creepy, right? Plants can also communicate. Sometimes plant chemical production is like a method of communicating with other plants. So here's an example. That smell of freshly cut grass that we all know, that's actually a distress call to warn other plants of danger. It's true. In gardens, no one can hear you scream. Now, when this distress call reaches other plants, they will also emit the chemicals to warn their neighbors as well. And these calls can even work on different species of plant. For instance, a sage plant can signal a tobacco plant to emit an odor that's noxious to animals that are eating the sage. All right, so you hear the term plant neurobiology and you say, but plants don't have brains. Well, one of the reasons why many scientists hate that term is because plants don't have neurons, but they do produce neuroactive chemicals that act like those in the human brain. Glutamate receptors form memories in humans, and they're also found in plants. And some hormones are transported around plants, similar to how neurotransmitters move through animal brains. Likewise, some plants are vulnerable to drugs that disrupt neurotransmitters in the human brain, like Prozac or methamphetamines. They even produce their own ethylene, which is possibly used as an anesthetic when they're stressed out. Plants even have a kind of nervous system, and that may allow information to travel around the plant via electrical signals. So if plants have sort of brains, do they remember stuff? Well, yeah, plants also have their own kind of memory. In fact, there's a plant called the Mimosa pudica plant, and it closes its leaflets immediately after they're touched. But because this requires energy, the plant won't do it if it's unnecessary. However, when researchers dropped potted mimosas 15 centimeters onto foam, the plants learned that the fall wasn't dangerous, so they stopped closing their leaves. Even crazier, after 1 month, the plants still remembered that the drop wasn't dangerous, and they wouldn't close their leaves in response. So, given what we know about plant senses, communication, nervous systems, and memories, should we consider them to be either conscious or intelligent? What about pain? Does the fact that plants react to danger indicate that they feel pain? Well, some scientists argue yes, while others loudly say no.
Check out the BrainStuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.